Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Ladies, we wear them every day of our lives. Well, most of us do. And undoubtedly, they hold a certain fascination for men too. This morning, we're talking about all things knickers, panties, ninnies, or however you call them. Trends, what's in, what's out, where to buy them. And should the thong be banished to a far-off land forever? Well, Sarah McIntyre, she's a journalist in RT10, the entertainment network, and she's also a knicker enthusiast. She joins us in studio this morning to tell us why she's so passionate about pants and how to avoid knicker nightmares. Sarah, introduction, isn't yeah. it?
Knickers enthusiast, I'll take it.
I think that's going to be your line Friday when you're out having a few scoops. Yeah. But why, and again, here's the question, why are you so interested in knickers?
I've been interested in fashion for many years, and in recent years I've taken to writing for the fashion site, for the RT fashion site. So I've shot a few videos at lingerie shows, and it's just something that, you know, it's a part of every woman's life. It's the foundation under your clothes. It makes you feel good. You know, if you don't have the right underwear, your clothes aren't going to sit properly.
Absolutely. And listen, on a slightly more serious note, it's big bucks. I mean, it's big business. 28 billion euro a year worldwide.
It's massive, yeah, and it's only growing. So I think it's it's more fashion-led now rather than just function.
Big time. And it's so, you know, it's the word knicker that makes us laugh. But on a serious note, we all spend a lot of money on these items. So, okay, let's go on a bit of a journey of a knicker. I can't do it. Whether it's panties
or never say knickers.
What would you say?
I would say pants.
So
usually.
Do I. I say pants. I think I go pants. But over the last decade or so, so what are the trends that have come and gone?
I think if you think about the horrific trends, the one thing that comes to everyone's mind is obviously the visible thong trend. So Cisco released the thong song in the year 2000, and that really set the trend for underwear for the next, I'd say, about 5 years. And this coincided with the trend for really low-cost hipster jeans.
That's right.
So obviously, you know, you bend over, your thongs are on show. And that was probably one of the worst fashion crimes in recent memory.
Every now and again, about this time of the year when the weather starts to get good, you get a little flashback and all it does is send a show.
But there was a bit of a kind of a reaction to that then, a bit of a backlash. So the NVPLs came in, which are the no visible panty lines. So rather than wearing a thong so you don't have the visible panty line, they were making materials that were incredibly thin and cut with a laser. So, you know, you can't actually see it under your clothes. And obviously you don't have the wedgie effect from wearing a thong, so it's a lot more preferable.
Yeah, a lot more comfortable as well.
Definitely.
And less to look at. And then what about the, you know, let's say, the bigger ones, like when the Bridget Jones films, those kind of big
granny pants. Yeah, I think everyone has a pair of granny pants lurking in there. The days where you just couldn't be bothered. But I think now what's taken over more is the high waisted pants. So it's like it's still got the comfort, it still holds you in and tucks you in, and you're going to feel good, but they look sexy as well.
Yeah, and then there is a little bit of a sort, I suppose, a naughty corner trend.
Okay, so at the moment the two trends that I really saw coming through for spring summer 2015 were the naughty and nice. So it's the opposite end of the spectrum. On the naughty side, you've got the 50 Shades of Grey influence coming through. So it's black, it's lace, suspenders, garter belts, you know, all of this, like they're really, you know, you're really dressing up. And then on the nice side, you've got the more pastel shades, the sugary colours, the peaches, mint greens, you know, really pretty feminine detailing, kind of like scalloped edges, the peekaboo cuts, you know, very pretty and feminine, but also a little bit sexy too.
Yeah. And what kind of ranges, what kind of,
I would say if you were going for the more sugary side, the Heidi Klum Intimates, her new range is absolutely gorgeous. Then brands like Myla are very feminine. And for the naughty, I would say a lot of brands are doing black lace this season. It never goes out of style. You're always going to look good in it.
Do you know, I don't know whether this is hicky or spot on, but it's one of my favourite ones. Probably one of the favourite things about the whole movie, let's face it, was a lot of problems with it. But the blue kind of lacy numbers from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. Blue is a really big trend coming through for spring summer in clothes and lingerie, so why not bring the trend to your underwear while you're at it?
Have it too, but have it hidden away, maybe on show. So, you know, who do you think are the best budget, or the best in the business really when it comes to pants, but starting with on a budget?
Okay, on a budget, definitely Pennies and Dunns. You cannot go wrong. I mean, everybody shops for underwear in Pennies. They do really good multi-packs, so you could get 3 packs of pants for like £6.
That's good.
You know, get them in loads of different colours. They do patterns, really nice cottons. They actually wear surprisingly well, given how cheap they are. And they also have then, you know, the the pants that you buy individually, so they're slightly more expensive, like the €2, €3 pants.
Yeah.
The boy shorts, the hipsters, you know, they
I
do
love
really
the boys.
Good.
Do you love the boy shorts?
I do love them.
Yeah.
They're so comfortable and they look great. Then with Dunn's, you've got, they do a really good trouser pant. So they have the no visible panty line. They're actually really comfortable and I really rate them. Then if you're going for the more mid price, well,
I have to ask. What's a trouser pant?
They're quite a full brief, so you're not going to see them underneath your trousers, and they're kind of a very seam-free finish.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
And then for Marks and Spencer's, I think that to me is like the holy grail for underwear. I mean, if you go onto their website, they have 350 different types of pants alone. So there's a huge array to
heaven,
suit everybody.
Pants heaven.
Yeah. So I think there's something to suit everyone. Marks and Spencer's, they have huge range. They have really good shapewear that isn't going up to the prices of Spanx. It's probably about half the price, I would say. Then you've got, you know, your 3 for 2 offers. You know, go in, buy in bulk, save some money. You know, why not? Marks and Spencer's the one I always go back to.
Do you know what? And I think shapewear has changed a lot in recent years. I mean, there's some, again, we'll get to this in a minute about how often or not, when you don't clear it out often enough. But some of the shapewear, what we did to ourselves, even 5 years ago, you put this thing on that takes you ages to get into, you eat your dinner and that's it, it's in the bin.
Exactly.
And you're vulnerable for the rest of the evening.
Do you remember they would have like the plastic kind of around your waist and even all these red marks on your skin?
Stain.
Like, to be honest, it's not worth it.
No.
You need to be comfortable for the whole night. You need to be able to eat your dinner and not be worrying about busting out of your pants.
And that's the thing. Or the worst of it was, right, you eat your dinner and it sat right under your chest.
Exactly.
Your dinner just sat in your ribs.
Yeah.
So it's not good and you need to hit the dance floor to avoid dire straits.
Yeah.
So, but they've got better, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The technology has really improved. Fabrics are a lot more like thin, more breathable. So you're not like being completely gusseted in and you're just, you know, ridiculously uncomfortable all night. They're, you know, they've gotten rid of the plastic underneath, you know. So I think that you can get kind of something to suit everyone. You get the longer leg pants if you're worried about your legs. You can get the ones that go right underneath the bust to wear with the bra. I mean, it's just, there's a huge amount out
there. Huge range. I love that as well. Somebody was saying, oh, sure, we don't, talking about period dramas, sure, we don't have corsets anymore. They're so comfortable. And not having to have a corset. And your woman replied, have you heard of Spanx?
Yeah.
What about the upper mid-range?
Well, for me, I think Arnott's are really knocking out of the park. Their lingerie section's amazing. They really cater for a lot of different styles as well. For the more fashion forward kind of styles, you've got brands like Mimi Holiday, Be Tempted and Hui, which are a Parisian brand. And then they also have the more functional, you know, everyday items as well, like Sloggy, Triumph, Calvin Klein, and they also have Spanx. So you kind of go in there, there's a huge array. I think you're going to find something to suit you.
What's Hui? How do you pronounce that?
It's H-U-I-T.
H-U-I-T, hot.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Hui. It's Parisian. My French isn't very good, so
It's perfect. Oui, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that means hot. But what I love about Arnott's is you go in if you want something for something particular, or if you're not your average shape or size and you need less support, more support, whatever, you can go into Arnott's. The women are brilliant.
Just so good.
And they're so honest.
Yeah.
They will tell you if you put on something that is not for you, they just come in and go, here. No. And they outside bring you back in 5 options, and then you never leave there without what you need, which
totally.
I love. So which ones are pants on and panties are timeless, and which ones sort of defy all trends?
I think French knickers, which are like the boy short shape but made in lace, always never going to go out of style, always going to look classy. They don't have that trashy look, you know. French women just really know underwear, don't they?
They
know fashion. Then I think boy shorts in neutral colours like grey or white are always going to look sexy in that really like Calvin Klein minimal 90s sort of way.
Yeah, and they're comfortable as well.
And then any sort of hipster briefs, I think they look nice. They cut close to the body, but they're not, you know, like the thong effect.
Hipster?
Like a low cut style, but they kind of show off your bum in a really nice way.
I thought you meant like hipster is in the hipster trend. I was thinking, about they have a little collar?
No.
What about the big vintage pants? They're back, and former Victoria's Secret model Miranda Kerr was emblazoned all over the paper this morning in a sizable pair of briefs. So how do you make big knickers sexy, and do you have to have a special body type to pull that look off?
Listen, it's all about getting them to fit properly. So if you're wearing a pair of pants that are too small and they're high-waisted, you're going to have a muffin top. No matter how slim you are, it's not going to look good. So you just need them to fit properly. You need them to fit properly around the bum, so you're not, you know, it's not cutting your bum in half. Then I would say to make them look sexy, I think go for colour, go for print. Don't just get the boring nudes, because they never really look that good, let's be honest. And then like peekaboo details or lace, or any sheer paneling is always going to add that little bit of a risque edge to it.
They all sound lovely as you're describing them there. And actually, they're good tips that you're giving that for coming up to this time of the year for bikini bottoms, similar sort of tips.
Well, it's a very similar sort of trends coming through for the swimwear as well. The real 50s vintage high-waisted look with the balcony kind of bra. It's always really sexy, but you know, playful as well.
It is playful and wearable.
Absolutely.
For us. For women everywhere. But what should every woman have in her knickerdoor?
Okay, I would say there's three pants that every woman should have. So you've got your normal, your everyday pants that no matter what you're wearing jeans, you're wearing a pencil skirt, you feel good and then they're comfortable to wear all day. Cotton ones are best. I think they're the most healthy and hygienic. And you know, you're just, if you have 20 pairs of them, you'll be happy out. You can rotate them. And then I think your shapewear. So getting a pair of underpants that fit you properly, that hold you in, but you know, you don't feel uncomfortable, and it's just so crucial because the amount of bodycon style dresses that are out there that you're wearing on nights out, you know, you need something to hold you in, to suck you in, that you're not going to be like
jiggling,
self-conscious, and you don't want your bits jiggling around when you're walking out at night. So I would say shapewear. I would say get a nude, get a black pair. And if you find a pair that fits you, get them in multiple pairs of them, because you're never going to stop wearing them. And then obviously the sexy underwear, the ones that just make you feel so pretty. Matching sets are always beautiful.
They are.
You know, they're setting you off on the right. You feel pulled together. You know, you're ready to take the day off.
And do you know what? It is so important. If your foundations aren't right, the rest of your outfit doesn't sit well. And yet we're divils for not spending that bit of time on it, aren't we?
Yeah, and listen, getting fitted for bras is free in most department stores. You go in, that'll help you pick a size that suits you perfectly, and you know, then you're just ready to, you know, see what brands suit you. Just get the sizing right first.
And I love that as well. If you've, once you get that right, you've the right part, you've got options of pants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you could go for your high-waisted. Some people still like the thong, some people prefer the briefs, you know, just everything, whatever you prefer.
I find it interesting now though, of the three ranges, you know, you've got your bra, you want to get your matching pants, the thongs are still, there's a lot more of them left over than there are.
I think they're much less popular than used to be, and it's obviously because other pants are much more comfortable and have the same no panty line effect.
Exactly. So let's look at sexy and sort of generalise a little bit for a moment. So in general, what do women find sexy to wear, and what do men find sexy to look at or take off?
Maybe? I would say women find underwear sexy that, you know, stylish, is up to date, is like patterned, you know, lots of pretty floral prints. I think women really attracted to that. Wearing, I think, matching underpants and a bra, a lot of us don't do it every day, but when you do, it really does make a difference.
You feel like you're dressed under your other outfit.
Exactly, yeah, it's like a whole other outfit. And then I think as well, you can often feel your best in a really simple piece, like just a simple t-shirt, bra and a pair of boy shorts. But if they're fit properly and, you know, like a nice grays, I think they can be really sexy. I think for men, they often tend to go for like the black lace, the red, the real vampy stuff.
I was in years ago in a lingerie store, I think it was Knickerbox years ago, and of course we've all heard the jokes of the guy goes up and says, what size is she? Well, about the same as you.
Yeah.
That happened.
Oh, really?
But then with the pants, she goes, okay, and now we'll move on, we'll get matching pants. And she goes, what type of pants would you like, or you know, do you think that she'd like? And he said, well, what do you like? And she, you know, which was fair enough, so she answered, and then he goes, turn around there.
Oh my God.
So they're the type of nightmare scenarios. But then in the end he did leave with, because maybe just didn't know, and it was a very lacy, obviously was hanging around the shop way too long looking at what he was doing instead of buying my own stuff, but it was a real red lacy vampy number, which is not necessarily the same as what girls find sexy.
No, definitely not.
But that's, do you think that's maybe what guys would,
it's
maybe
a bit of a minefield as well when you think about it. Think about when you go into any lingerie store, the amount of like styles on array are just, it's just enormous. Imagine a guy going in, like he doesn't have the first clue about what you want, what your sizes are. I mean, it is incredibly overwhelming.
Yeah, I think first of all, first tip, check in the drawer at home.
Yeah,
if you're living together, maybe. Otherwise, excuse me, I'm just going to the bathroom. Yeah. And then you go in, you find them rifling through your pants drawer.
Maybe not the
end
best
of
idea.
Dates. No, gone. Bad move. Or either just discreetly find out if you're living together. And if you're not, maybe play it safe with pants or cami. Or a top.
A camisole,
Camisole is lovely, isn't it?
A little nice nighty.
Yeah, or just go up and ask for advice as well. At this day and age, you know, there's nothing to be. It's a lovely thing to do for somebody.
Yeah,
so it's nice to get it right and get a gift receipt. Maybe is a good tip. So if you're splashing on some madly expensive and sexy knickers, because the prices sometimes blow my mind when you're looking through the weekend magazines at the weekend, there's a really big array of lingerie on offer. The prices are, you know, it's expensive. But what sort of brands and prices are you talking about?
Okay, well, the high highest end of the scale, you've obviously got Asian provocateur. So, I mean, this is brand is synonymous with lingerie and incredibly sexy lingerie. So I looked on their website last night. I don't personally own any Asian provocateur. Prices for their underpants started about €35 for a thong. It's literally a scrap of material.
Oh, I was about to say, that's not bad, but...
it's barely anything to it. So that's €35. That will set you back. I think you're paying more for the name than the material. And then on the higher end of the scale, they have a pair of underpants, €715.
Wow.
So I think this
what do they do? Do they do the washing up as well?
Yeah, I must hope so. They're basically like French lace briefs, and they have little zips along the side and then gold chains hanging off them.
Wow.
So they're a little bit edgy kind of looking. Completely impractical.
Well, also, that's I presume when you're putting that on, that's your outfit.
Yeah. I don't think you're leaving the house in that, to be honest. The gold chains would be rubbling against you.
They'd ruin your jeans.
Yeah.
So 750. Wow. Yeah, okay.
But I don't think I would spend that much in a pair of pants. But there are some, you know, more expensive lingerie brands that are, you know, slightly more affordable. So I would say Elle Macpherson Intimates. You can buy them at Brown Thomas. They're online at ASOS. They're absolutely beautiful, really feminine, really flattering, gorgeous, fashionable prints. And the prices aren't too bad. We're looking at about €30 for pants, €60 for bras. So it's
A friend of mine got those as her wedding lingerie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was really lovely and not ridiculous.
Exactly,
it is a treat, but it's not ridiculous. Okay.
So then Stella McCartney, I mean, I love her clothes. Her lingerie is equally amazing. She does the really fashion forward, the cutouts, the sports looks, really exquisite attention to detailing and all like French silks and lace. And oh, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Amazing.
So they're in Brown Thomas as well. You can get between 23 and 60 for a pair of underpants, and then 50 to 120 for bras. So there's a slightly higher price range for that, but I think absolutely worth it.
It's a real treat. But
yeah.
All of these, though, you'd probably have to hand wash.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she also does really nice nighties. They're 215, really beautiful, like silk nighties with lace and kind of cutouts.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, just beautiful to look at.
Again, you just would probably need to have them then for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
So, and what, any other ones in there?
There's Hui as well that I say in Arnott, the Parisian brand. This is a very contemporary kind of approach to lingerie, which I really like. And also check out their swimwear, because you'll just die looking
really?
At them.
Really?
Yeah, they're
but
so
But the only
beautiful.
Thing is, if you're going into chlorine.
Yeah. No, they're for lounging around the side of the pool, don't go
then
near the water.
When it's time to go for a dip or a shower, you change into your old sun faded number. And what about the whole VPL thing? You know, it's often topping the biggest fashion faux pas. Is it still the same way? Is it still a case of panty nightmare, knicker nightmare?
Yeah, I think that everyone is trying to avoid VPL, particularly when you're wearing your bodycon dress. It just doesn't look great, let's be honest. And it's not comfortable either when you've got your pants digging into you. So the best way to avoid it is get pants that fit you correctly. But listen, at the end of the day, it's not bloody the worst fashion crime that can be committed. It happens to everyone.
Yeah, you try to avoid it, but you know, sometimes
things happen.
Needs must when you're getting dressed, go to work in the morning. What are the ultimate go-to pants then for avoiding that? Avoiding VPL and being comfy. Your desert island pants.
Well, my desert island pants are from Marks & Spencer's. I own about 20 pairs of them. They come in loads of different colours and they actually have a lace edge, but you just can't see them through dresses, which is absolutely perfect for me. I think they're about €8 a pair, and they come
Write it down.
They do the 3-for-2 offers, so it's definitely worth checking them out.
Brilliant. I actually did write that down. And then with shapewear, so you've got your Spanx, as we were talking about earlier. So we're not going for the pain on those anymore.
No, absolutely not. So for me, Marks & Spencer's again for shapewear. I have a pair of high-waisted ones from them in black and nude, and I just go to them time and time again. I've experimented with lots of different brands, and I think they outperform brands like Wacol, which I say were around the €40 mark. I have a pair of Spanx, don't really wear them too much. The ones with the legs and the high waist, I just feel like you really gusset it in, and you know they're not comfortable for the whole night. They look good at the start, and then
they look great in the pictures.
Yeah.
And then change into now. What is with this? And maybe everybody can relate to this a bit, if not completely, men and women. What is it that no matter how many lovely things we have, or we go and buy and we treat ourselves, every single pants or knicker drawer is filled with manky pants that are all in the back of the drawer. We never wear them. Why do we not throw them out?
It must be some sort of emotional attachment to them, because we've had them for so long and you're like, oh, I can't get rid of them. What if I won't need to wear them one day? What if I've run out of pants? But I think I definitely have that. I have a drawer. I'd say the back half of my drawer is just stuffed in with pants and bras that I just haven't worn in years. So we're all guilty of that to some extent.
Those ones that if ever you, God forbid, you know that line of if you, it's something to put on your pants and put them on, oh, always thinking, God forbid, if you got hit and you ended up going to hospital. Exactly. They're the pants that you do not want
to be. You don't want to be seen dead in those pants, no way.
So to wrap up, our key trends then at the moment in pants and style.
Key just trends in general, naughty and nice. So definitely go out there, get some black lace if you're into the real sexy looking underwear. Get some pastels for spring. I mean, it just puts a bit of a, you know, spring in your step wearing some really pretty nude pastel-y underwear. I think definitely try those out and you're going to feel great.
Great. Well, listen, Sarah, you've a brilliant video up on 10 at the moment about what's in for spring and summer up on rte.ie/fashion. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sarah. Thanks so much.